We have Derek, who's going to share it on steps 6 and 7. Derek, take it away, buddy.
Thank you, John. I'm Derek. I'm an alcoholic. Derek. Good to be here. Thank you for asking me to speak. Thanks, Dennis, for reaching out. And I do have experience with steps 6 and 7, as it's laid out in the big book. And I'm very grateful for these meetings. I'm coming in from San Diego, California. I've been out here on and off for the past 10 years. And just recently moved back here in January. So it's nice to be here, and I've enjoyed, you know, getting to know some of you guys down in West Barnstable. I did my 5th. I took my quiet hour, like most of us. Some of it on my knees. I don't know if I took the book down off the shelf, but I did spend a quiet hour going over my 4th step, seeing if I missed anything. I didn't. I took 30 hours to do my 5th, and I shared, you know, the entire story. The whole shit show of my alcoholism and my resentments and fears and sex conduct. And to do that, I think was just an amazing experience. These meetings, I've been coming around to Big Book Step Study for about 20 years. I've been in AA since 1986. And not to get into any drunk log, but I will just share my experiences picking up a drink after some sobriety. I drank after 13 years, put together 2 years, and then 3 years, and then 5 years. And then came out to California about 10 years ago. I'm coming up on 10 years of sobriety again for the second time. And I did start this work probably 20 years ago and couldn't get it finished. But when I did, I definitely experienced the gifts of doing this process and getting in the solution. And that's what I really like about these meetings. You really hear the truth. And, you know, after, you know, looking at everything and doing my quiet hour, I knew there was a lot objectionable, you know, in my life. And it talks about the character defects. And for me, a character defect is thinking that, you know, does not mesh with recovered ideals. I had a lot of them, and I remember, you know, when I finished this and I, you know, was asked to speak for the first time at the Kingston Friday night meeting, it was actually on step 6 and 7, and I was really wanting to do a good job and give a good talk and being up at the table. And, you know, I remember doing all my homework, trying to list all my character defects, and, you know, I put laziness, I put, you know, procrastination, thievery, but again, all that stuff, I mean, you know, as I've, you know, gone through and been able to look back on this process, you know, the main character defects will always be selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, and afraid, you know, and from there, you know, you get all the other stuff that goes with it, you know, that manifests. And for me, figuring that out, you know, step 6 and 7 can be overlooked. I mean, the reading's very short, you know, and, some people, you know, just go by this. But again, you know, I look at the one word, you know, in the reading is indispensable. What does that mean? It means absolutely necessary. You know, I had so many things that I was in my life with alcoholism and my character defects that I objected to. And, you know, I wasn't ready to have God take those away. You know, I wanted to hang on to them, you know, and I didn't know that I didn't need them, or that they were objectionable. They were just part of my daily living, my thinking, my behaviors. When I finally, you know, got to that point, I think, where I was just finally sick of it, sick of, like, just living in that, you know, that state, you know, that state of just being sick in sobriety. And I've had some good stretches where I was very, very sick in my recovery. And I think when I finally got to, you know, had enough, you know, just like when you're drinking, I think, you know, you have to drink every drink, you know, and for me today, it's like, you gotta go through all the pain you gotta go through till you get to that point. And this is for just me, to where you want to take some action. It took me 30 hours to read my 5th, and I had a lot there. And, you know, and this step, it's like, you know, I can say this prayer, you know, we just read it, you know. You know, I can just say it anytime during the day. You know, if I'm in trouble, or if I'm, you know, starting to get a little restless, or I'm starting to get a little squirrely, you know, I can just, you know, close my eyes, ask God to help me. You know what I mean? God will not remove from me anything I'm not willing to let go of. And I heard that, you know, I heard that from a guy that just really made sense, you know, like meetings like this. And if you're new here tonight, you know, the answers are here if you're ready to hear them. You know what I mean? You know, I look at the world today, and even Big Book, you know, I think Big Book Step Studies calmed down from when I first came in it, you know. You know, I don't need to shout, you know, the message from a rooftop, you know, and all the things that this book talks about in 6 and 7, I just need to stay grounded, you know what I mean? 6 is about willingness. We're entirely ready. You know, when I'm entirely ready, that just means I'm willing. I'm willing, you know, and I looked up that word. You know, it's a simple word, willingness, but it's like, you know, ready to do something without having to be persuaded. That's what willingness means to me. When I'm not being prodded, I'm not being persuaded. I do it happily. You know, that's willingness. And it, on the other side of step 7, you know, they say you gain humility, you get humble. I know what that word means, and there's a lot of different meanings for that word for me today. And it's just, for me, it's real simple. I just try to treat everybody equal. I'm equal to everybody. I don't look above anyone. I don't look below anyone. I treat everyone the same. I try to be fair. I try to be respectful. I try to be helpful. These are the things that the steps have taught me. Not so much these 2 steps, but again, they were definitely part of it, you know. Step 6, divide. Step 7, conquer. Divide and conquer. I divide my character defects, my shortcomings, you know, and I'm willing to have God, you know, remove them. And then 7, I get to that other side where I'm just, you know, I can ask God to help me, you know, to do his bidding. And again, I don't like that word bidding, but again, I ask God to just have me be and do what he wants me to do. You know what I mean? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? And where's God? You know, I heard that somewhere, and it's like been kind of a mantra, you know, in my sobriety. What am I doing? Why am I doing it? Where's God? I'm very, very grateful that God is present in my life, that I learned how to take these steps and apply them, learning about the principles that are you know, kind of hidden. They were hidden for me in the steps, you know, and I had a good sponsor, and, you know, he broke it down pretty simply. Having a relationship with God is essential. Just like they say, it's indispensable. It's absolutely necessary. It's needed. It's vital. Those are the words. You know, don't set aside and don't neglect, you know, your work within the steps, you know, and doing this work. You know, I've been to a lot of Big Book Step Study meetings online. I've listened to, you know, because I'm out here in California. You know, unfortunately, I don't have the meetings that, you know, that are present that I can attend, but I love the Zoom. I've gone on all the, you know, all the sites that have speakers. I've listened to probably a couple thousand speakers, and I hear the message again and again, and it's always the same. You know, seeking a power greater than myself to direct my thinking, to you know, take away the things that are blocking me, you know, and today I feel pretty good, man. You know, I've had a really good couple of weeks. I've worked hard. I'm working with bricks and stone, and so I'm mixing cement. I'm laying some foundations, you know, and it, you know, this step and step 5, you know what I mean? I haven't skimped, you know, it says it right before this reading on the previous page. You know, I know how to mix the mortar today. I know how to mix God into my life with just the right texture, just the right consistency. It's not soupy. You know, my sponsor Ken, you know, when I was working for him, he was a mason, you know, and he was helping me do this work, and he was teaching me the trade of, you know, becoming, you know, a bricklayer and a mason, and we worked with a lot of stone. So I, again, all the stuff that I've learned was easy for me to grasp, because again, it was solid, you know, and I don't know, I haven't done this perfectly, and again, I've made a lot of errors throughout my, you know, throughout my sobriety in the last 34 years, but the last 10 years, when I moved out here to California to get sober, I was homeless. I was up in L.A. I wound up in a recovery home in San Diego, one of the oldest in California. It was founded in 1950, you know, 15 years after AA pretty much began. So, You know, I got a chance to be around a lot of good, solid people, just like I'm around a lot of sober people, like right here in this Zoom meeting, you know. And, you know, and you can't do this alone. You know, you need guidance and you need God. I think that's about it for me. I will say there are two things that kill alcoholics, and it's one is liquor and the other is misinformation in AA. You know, I'm definitely qualified to take a guy through the steps today. I feel very comfortable doing so. It's always an honor. You know, I know how to keep a confidence, all the things that are important to this process. You know, I'm so very grateful for you guys and the guys that have put in the time and taking guys through. You know, I'm just fortunate to be among you. And that's it. That's my experience with 6 and 7. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.